Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WVGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Brian Patch with you here tonight for the Fort Recovery and Minster girls basketball game in the MAC Conference. Fort Recovery at 6-2 and Minster 9-1 on the year. Brian Patch, they are having another great year.
They are. I'm not sure if that's honestly to be expected when you lose eight seniors and lose Courtney Springer with who's playing at Xavier right now. I'm not sure if this is the start they expected or not, but they're definitely off to a hot start.
That is for sure at 9-1. Our starters, real quick, Brian.
For Fort Recovery, we have Brooke Colleague, a senior, stands at a 5'5". Kiara Wendell, who's a junior, stands at a 5'5". Olivia Patch, who's a senior, stands at a 6'2". Val Mullenkamp, who's a senior, stands at a 6'. And Allie Bond, who's a junior, stands at a 5'10".
And the tap goes to Minster to start the basketball game. We ended up losing the junior varsity contest tonight, 22-8. We'll give you the rundown on that at the halftime. Shots blocked by Fort Recovery. Minster keeps the ball, though.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or older, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. So just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy to see if we can help start saving you money. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we are having some technical issues with our feed from Fort Recovery High School, so stay tuned. We will have more Fort Recovery girls basketball coming up here on J Country 101 in just a moment.
Leading Minster, you might kind of recap there what happened when we were away, Brian.
Val Mullenkamp hit a three in the corner. Ivy Wolfs hit back-to-back shots for a three and a little 15-foot pull-up to give Minster their 5 points. And I think that's probably it from the fort. So
Val Mullenkamp hits the two free throws here. She was fouled a moment ago. That foul was called on the Minster Lady Wildcats, Dana Pringer. 12-5, Lady Indians up by 7 here in the first quarter, brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy, once again, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, in Union City, and also in Bern, Indiana. Outside it goes, Minster with the basketball. Over on the left, with the ball there, is Dana Pringer, tries to beat inside, and threw it away. So the ball goes to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Rob Weaver here with Brian Patch. Eric Catterley is our studio producer. Brooke Colleague will feed in to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp brings it up across the timeline. Brooks away to the left. Will pass off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn tries to go to the rim and can't get there. Shut off by Ivy Wolf. Back outside it goes. Brooke Colleague with the basketball. Here's Allie Vaughn. She'll lob it in to Olivia Patch. Ball's loose. Picked up by Ella Mesher from the Minster Lady Wildcats. Here's a pass down low for the Wildcats, knocked away by Kiki Wendell, and out of bounds it goes off of Minster, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Brooke Colleague will toss it in. Val Mullenkamp, it's a full court pressure here by the Lady Wildcats, Brian.
Yeah, they're just trying to deny the first pass, and once we get it in, usually we throw it back to Val, and there's no one on her, so it's usually not a whole lot of pressure there.
With the ball, Val Mollenkamp across the timeline, has it stripped away and stolen by Ella Mesher. She'll come down and lost it out of bounds, tipped out of bounds by Val Mollenkamp. It'll be Minster's basketball underneath their own hoop here. Once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget that they're a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you, their weekly prescription program. Minster with the basketball, 2:51 to go here in the first quarter. Over on the left side, here's a wing shot fired up and no good. And the basketball comes down to Whitley Rammel. Rammel. Down to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looks for the basket, goes back outside. Kiki Wendell back out to Allie Vaughn. Left side to Brooke Colling. Colling back out to Allie Wendell. Here's Val Mollenkamp on the right. Val passes back between the circles to Brooke Colling. Colling dribbling the ball. Now goes towards the baseline. Passes off to Mollenkamp in the corner. Three-point shot's no good. Val Mollenkamp out-hustled Minster for the rebound and lays it in. Val Mollenkamp. That's 7 points for her this evening in the first quarter. 2:05 to go here in the quarter. On the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, Ivy Wolf goes to the hole. Whitley Rammel blocks it out of bounds. So far, Ivy Wolf, 5 points in the game, and that's it. Got those two consecutive baskets, and that's all Minster's had. Pretty good D for the Lady Indians tonight, Brian.
Yeah, it is right now, and we just got to stop right there, and a good rebound by Allie. So.
Ivy Wolf missed a shot, air ball as a matter of fact. Over to Kiki Wendell now, into Allie Vaughn along the lane. She'll pass on the right side to Brooke Colling. Colling looks top of the key to Kiki. Kiki goes down towards the basket. Ball stripped away by Ivy Wolf. Wolf feeds it down here to Janae Hoying. Hoying has the ball. Cross-court pass in the corner. Shots fired up. No good off the side of the backboard by Mara Smeezing. And rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Here's Allie Vaughn going to the hole. Oh, no good. Good shot, good move, wouldn't go in. Rebound comes to Lauren Mox for Minster. Over on the left side is Avery Wolf now to Ivy Wolf. Ivy goes to the hole, misses the layup inside. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel to Kiki Wendell. Wendell across the timeline, 45 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. Out front, Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling the basketball. Over it goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn out near the timeline. Ball stolen away by Minster. Down, up, and in. Today, Hoying with the steal and got the basket on the layup. 14-7 now. She becomes the second Lady Wildcat to score tonight, along with Ivy Wolf. Right side to Kiki Wendell. Kiki turns, feeds to Whitley Rammel, pops it off the glass. It's no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp up, no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. She lost the ball. And that's the end of the quarter as Fort Recovery outbattles the Minster Lady Wildcats here in the first quarter of play. 14-7, thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, they have it all at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. We'll be back with quarter number two in a moment. Indians lead 14-7 over Minster.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or older, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plan, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. So just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy to see if we can help start saving you money. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at Sportsite Fieldhouse, your evaluation of that first quarter, Brian?
Great job defensively. I thought we out-hustled them to the glass and took great shots, played pretty well offensively. I would think Coach would be pretty happy with our efficiency.
Fort Recovery has the ball to start the second quarter of play. Brooke Colling with it on the right side. Back out to Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling on the left of Al Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling at the free throw line. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbles. On the left it goes to Brooke Colling. Fires it up. It is good. Brooke Colling loops it up and in to make it a 16-7 game. Indians by 9 points here over the 9-1 Minster Lady Wildcats. Ivy Wolf with the basketball. She'll pop a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Fouls on Val Mollenkamp. As fouled in the act of shooting was Lauren Mox, a 5'10 senior for the Wildcats. Portside Fieldhouse is where we're coming to you from tonight for this MAC conference game between Fort Recovery and Minster and girls basketball. Two fine teams. Fort Recovery 6-2, Minster's 9-1. Minster's only loss, Brian, was to
Fort Laramie early in the year, which they're going to beat a lot of people.
Free throws up and good by Lauren Mox. Here's one more free throw for Mox. It is also good. Connects on both of them to make it a 16-9 game. Fort Recovery leads by 7 with the ball. Four court pressure here for Minster. Into Kiki Wendell, and Kiki brings it up. Across the timeline. Stops, dribbles to the left, feeds off to Paige Fortkamp is in the game now. Val Mollenkamp out front. Mollenkamp dribbling down the lane, pops the shot, no good off the back of the rim. Got her own rebound, and she is tied up. Oh, they're going to call a travel. Question is, who'd they call that on?
Minster should be full recovery ball.
And it is Fort Recovery's basketball. That should have been a jump ball. But, hey, you know, life goes on. We'll take it. Allie Vaughn has the ball knocked out of her hand. She got it back. Over to Val Mollenkamp. Over to Paige Fortkamp on the right. On the wing it goes. There is Kiki Wendell. Kiki dribbling back outside to Allie Vaughn. Minster wicked on defense also here, Brian. They're playing very aggressive. Here's Olivia Patch off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Paige Fortkamp. Here's Allie Vaughn. She connects for a two-point basket. Allie Vaughn makes it 18-9 now. Indians have doubled the score on the Lady Wildcats of Minster. Ivy Wolf with the basketball out front. Passing on the right side it goes to Janae Hoying. Hoying dribbling the ball. Top of the key. Bounce pass in the lane. Back outside. There's a shot up and no good by Avery Wolf. Rebound, Fort Recovery. That was a three-pointer. Didn't go. Kiera Wendell on the left side to Val Mollenkamp. Here's Allie Vaughn inside. Oh, it's off the glass and pops out of there. Rebound comes to Minster. With the board was Janae Hoying. Here's Ivy Wolf with it. She'll pass back outside. There's Mox firing and missing. In and out. Rebound comes to Minster. Avery Wolf got the rebound. She'll feed it over here to Mara Smeezing. Now the ball's loose out of bounds, and they say it went off of Kiki Wendell. A lot of great hustle in this game so far.
Yeah, it is. That's what we expect from two good teams to come out and play hard in the battle on the defensive end and make shots tough. You got to earn them out here. Nothing's given.
Olivia Patch and Val Mollenkamp both go out for a rest here. Here we go with the Minster inbounds pass. In the lane, back outside. It's up, and that three-pointer is good by Janae Hoying. And that cuts the lead 18-12 now. Fort Recovery on top by 6. Lady Indians bring it down here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. For all of your farm equipment needs, New Holland plus farm equipment and much more, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp on a 3, and she drains it! Paige Fortkamp gets a 3 from the right side. 21-12, Indians by 9 again. Janae Hoyne with the ball out front. She will hand off to Ivy Wolf. Over to Avery Wolf. Avery goes left, goes all the way in, and she is fouled as she drove in. Going to call that on Brooke Holly. Nope, they say Paige Fortkamp, 14 instead of 15. Paige Fortkamp picks up the foul. Inbounds pass. And underneath, they had us beat, and they couldn't make us pay as Ella Mesher misses a layup. Here's Allie Vaughn for Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp. There's Kiki Wendell. It's off the mark and out of bounds it goes. It's off of Fort Recovery. No, it's off of Minster. Fort Recovery will get the ball. Timeout Fort Recovery. We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. It's Fort Recovery 21 and Minster 12. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way. Whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Mr. Kim Day sitting over there in the stands of Fort Recovery Napa. Fort Recovery with the ball here as we resume action. Brooke Collig with it. She'll feed to Kiki Wendell. Wendell drives in and scores. Indians are playing great basketball tonight, 23-12. Best game I've seen this year, Brian.
Yeah, against a quality opponent, and we're definitely coming out ready to play.
We are ready tonight. Minster with the basketball, trailing 23-12. Cross-court pass knocked away by Paige Fortkamp, but it's going to go to Minster. In the backcourt, here comes Val Mollenkamp back in, and Paige Fortkamp will go out. So we have Brooke Collig, Allie Vaughn, Kiki Wendell, Val Mollenkamp, and Whitley Rammel in the lineup at the moment. Left side it goes to Ella Mesher. Mesher back out top of the key to Dana Pringer. Pringer looking. Feeds over now to Janae Hoying. Hoying with the ball to Ivy Wolf. On the left side, there is Dana Pringer. Pringer dribbling, now feeds back outside. Driving to the hole and just throwing up a horrible shot was Ella Mesher, and they're going to say she was fouled in the act of shooting. Can you believe that? I guess you'll have to.
Well, we got beat. Allie went out and gambled for a ball and didn't get it. And Witt had to come over and help and kind of bailed her out, I guess, on the foul. But
so Whitley Rammel called for the foul. Free throws up, and it's no good by Ella Mesher. I mean, that shot was just a throw-up shot.
I don't think she was facing the basket, actually.
Here's the next one. It's no good again. But Minster gets the big rebound. Coming down with the board is Avery Wolf. Outside to Janae Hoying. Janae wears number 13 on her uniform, top of the key. Backs up, goes in, backs up again. With the ball is Dana Pringer. Out to Ivy Wolf. Minster with the ball. They trail Fort Recovery 23-12 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Shots fired up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Whitley Rammel to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Don't forget, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains TurboMax vertical tillage tool. It's great for all seasons. Check it out at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ivy Wolf in the lane, stops, triple team, fires it up anyway, no good. Rebound comes to Brooke Colleague. Colleague to Kiki. Kiki Wendell to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn right side, back outside to Paige Fortkamp. Here's Brooke Colleague on a three, it does not go. Rebound comes to Minster. Janae Hoying gets the rebound. She'll come racing down, up, no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Great basketball, great hustle going on here. Kiki Wendell with it out front. Probably not the greatest shooting statistics, but I tell you, these two teams are really hustling. Left side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles towards the baseline. Weaves her way inside. Misses the shot. Rebound, Avery Wolf. Avery to Janae Hoying. There's Ivy Wolf. Down low, and it's blocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn. And she might have got a break on that one.
Yeah, I think she got a lot of body there on that.
She did. Kate Larger was the shooter who had the ball knocked out of bounds. Avery Wolf will toss it in here. Janae Hoying on the right side to Avery Wolf. Wolf in the corner, guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Back outside, a minute 43 left to go in the second quarter. It's 23-12. Lady Indians leading by 11. Right side, there's Avery Wolf. She'll try to hit along the lane, but goes back out to Janae Hoying. Indians just playing wonderful defense here this evening, really hustling. Team defense, indeed, for the Lady Indians tonight. Mara Schmiesing with it. She'll pass off to Janae Hoying. Hoying at the free throw line. Backs it up now. Feeds off to Dana Pringer. Pringer dribbling. Goes left, goes right, throws it away. India defense created that turnover. 1:02 left to go in the first half. Let's see what Fort Recovery elects to do here. Leading 23-12 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Look over the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Allie Vaughn across the timeline. Passing right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague goes down the lane. On the left, Vaughn firing a three. It's no good off the mark. Rebound comes to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Getting the board there was Kate Larger. Here's Janae Hoying at the top of the key. Dribbles in, backs up, dribbles back in. It's up and no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, but she lost it out of bounds. Out of bounds to Minster with 33 seconds remaining. You know, if you need outstanding service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, you know where to go. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's an inbound pass, and it's up and in by Kate Larger as they beat us, Brian, on the inbounds play there.
Yep. He's got a turnover right here by Allie Vaughn.
And Allie ends up fouling Ivy Wolf, who had stolen the ball from her. So it'll be out of bounds to Minster, not the 1-1 yet. 23-14. Outstanding game going on tonight. Lady Indians leading here by 9. On the left, there's Avery Wolf. Avery dribbles into the lane. Now feeds to Ivy Wolf. Ivy out between the circles. Dribbling that basketball. Goes left, goes right. Bounce pass inside. Blocked by Val Mollenkamp. And that ends the half. Shot by Lauren Mox was blocked by Val Mollenkamp to prevent a basket there. And the half comes to a close with Fort Recovery leading 23-14 over the Minster Lady Wildcats. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, for being your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll return with the halftime stats coming up in a moment. Indians on top here, 23-14 at halftime over the Minster Lady Wildcats.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is the division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, outstanding first half of play. Lady Indians really hustling and leading 23-14 over the 9-1 Minster Lady Wildcats here tonight. And Brian's got the stats for us. Score at the end of the first quarter was the Indians leading 14-7, and here at halftime we're leading 23-14.
Yes, and leading the way for the Fort Recovery Indians is Val Mullenkamp with 10 points, Ali Vaughn with 4, Paige Fortkamp with 3, and then 3 Indians chipped in with 2, Kiki Wendell, Brooke Collig, and Olivia Patch all adding 2 points for the Indians.
Okay, and again, 23 total points for the Lady Indians tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And in the JV game, it was not a happy night. We didn't score in the first quarter. We didn't score in the second quarter. We almost didn't score in the third quarter. Finally, with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter, Lady Indians got their first basket from Grace Guggenbiller. And the final score in that one was 22-8, and it won't take you too long to recap the scoring for Fort Recovery in that one.
No, it won't. Elena Evers had 4 points, and Grace Guggenbiller chipped them 2, as well as Faith Gruby with 2 points.
So the Lady Indians dropped the junior varsity game. The varsity team, well, we're ahead right now, 23-14. Don't count the Wildcats out, though. They have a fine program. They'll be clawing at us here in the second half. Minster 9-1, Fort Recovery at 6-2 on the season. We'll be back with more here from the Portside Fieldhouse right after this.
2020 is finally here. It is a new year, and if it is a lot like last year, there will be many good times and some not so good times in our lives. We at Cooper Farms hope and pray that your family, our community, and our country has a joy-filled and prosperous new year. Be supportive to those less fortunate, and let's do our part to make 2020 one of the best years ever. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Join Kalp Pharmacy as we celebrate National Pharmacist Day in January. Our pharmacists provide care and services that are close to home and meet the unique needs of our customers in our local communities, from renewing prescriptions, delivering vaccinations, and providing advanced care management. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists have shifted from just dispensing medications to being integrated members of the healthcare team involved in patient care. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana to speak with our pharmacists today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
Drama club and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, it's halftime, and the Indians leading 23-14. We're not too far away from the start of the second half. Mike Wiss is the coach of Minster. Outstanding record for Mike, Brian.
Yeah, he's coached, I think, the last three, 4 years there and took over, obviously, a powerhouse program and has continued to elevate it and has done a great job. And also, he's the head baseball coach as well.
Outstanding record as the baseball coach at Minster and much longer tenure there.
He's also, I don't know if you know, Rob, he was inducted to the Ohio High School Hall of Fame last year as a baseball coach.
Outstanding honor for him, that's for sure. Of course, Holly Gann's the head coach. Holly Stein Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, one of our own. And she's doing a nice job out there. Lady Indians heading for 7-2, we hope. But we have a whole half to go here. Don't forget, after the game, we'll be joining the IU and Tennessee College Bowl game from Jacksonville, Florida. Again, that'll be coming up after the girls' basketball game. We'll be joining IU and Tennessee here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on your FM dial. Thanks to our studio producers for the radio station. It's Mr. Eric Catterly. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer and Owen Shane doing the work there. Tomorrow night will be over at Minster as the boys' teams collide. That ought to be a dandy.
Should be a great one. Minster's only has one loss, and that's to Delphi St. John's, who's undefeated currently right now, and that was definitely a barn burner. So I think we got, what, one or two losses? So I think one. So it should be a great game.
Yeah, just one for us. We're 7-1, I think the boys are. Either 6-1 or 7-1. Maybe it's 6-1 now, after they beat Delphus Jefferson last week. Minster has the ball to start the second half here in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inside shots up and no good, and the foul's on Fort Recovery as they got the ball inside to Lauren Mox, and she was able to draw the foul and did not hit the basket, but will be at the free throw line for two. And it's up and no good. Was that on Val?
Yeah.
Which is her second personal foul. We don't have many fouls at all, really, on either team. This one's up and good again. Or I should say good. Good for the first time. 23-15. That cuts the lead down to 8 points now. But recovery with the ball. Here comes Allie Vaughn. She's out of control. Lost the ball. Picked up by the Minster Lady Wildcats. On the left to Avery Wolf. There's Janae Hoying. Drives around her defensive man and puts it up no good, and she draws a foul. She'll be at the line. They're going to call that one on Allie Vaughn. That's two on Allie Vaughn now. Minster at the free throw line. It's up, and it is no good by Janae Hoying, one of their stars. She has 5 points on the night. It's up, and also this one is good. They get 23-16, so they get two out of four free throws to start the second half here. Cut the lead down to 7 points. Fort Recovery with the ball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Val Mollenkamp right side to Brooke Hollig, and she is fouled by Avery Wolf. Avery Wolf got her from behind. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Kiki Wendell will put it in play here. And it comes in to Val Mollenkamp. Val goes to the corner. Now dribbles back towards the lane. Feeds over to Kiki Wendell. 3-point shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound up and no good by Val Mollenkamp. Rebound to Kiki Wendell. There's Allie Vaughn to Val Mollenkamp. Fires a three, does not go, and goes over the top of the bank board and out of bounds. Boy, wild and woolly play there, huh?
Yeah, that's the best way to describe that, I guess.
Both teams really clawing away. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Inside, it's up and good. Scoring on the play for Minster was Ella Mesher, and it's 23-18 now, as Minster has scored the first 4 points of the second half and cut the lead down to five. And there's a foul called on Minster on the press. And Fort Recovery's Holly Gann wants to call timeout, talk it over here. Kind of a rough start to the second half. 23-18, Lady Indians lead by five here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
And, of course, you'll find a friendly Pack-A-Sack store right here in Fort Recovery. Allie Vaughn will toss it in for the Lady Indians. Comes in to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling, stopping now. Up court it goes to Brooke Colleague. Colleague across the timeline. Passing over to Val Mollenkamp. Val goes to the top of the key, tries to drive in, and she is fouled by Minster. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Going to call Ivy Wolf on that foul. Number one on Ivy, so she is in no problems. Kiki Wendell will toss it in, goes out deep to Val Mollenkamp. Val looks inside, dribbles, hands back to Kiki Wendell. Kiki out near the center circle, dribbling the ball against Janae Hoying. Hands off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn between the circles, drives right, comes back up. He's over to Val Mollenkamp on the left. Val goes on the wing to Kiki Wendell, down low to Olivia Patch, and it's knocked out of her hands by Ivy Wolf. Ivy comes down, right side to Janae Hoying. Janae Hoying dribbling, passing over here to Avery Wolf. Right side, fires it up. It's no good. Rebound Val Mollenkamp as the missed shot by Lauren Motz of Minster. Kiki Wendell with the ball out front. 23-18. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Turnover, Lady Indians. We have not scored in this half yet, sir.
No, we have not.
That's not the way you want to start the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Right now, Minster's defense is kind of cranking up the pressure, and we're just not handling it very well, and we're getting frustrated and kind of playing a little out of control and shooting some bad shots and turning it over right now.
If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd love to buy it from you. Give them a call at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Fort Recovery just stole the ball from Minster. Right side, Brooke Pollock sets on it, fires. Oh, it's no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Oh, it's no good. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. It goes in, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Allie Vaughn gets the rebound basket. There's your first points of the second half, 25-18, and maybe a three-point play. And this is good. Well, despite our struggles here in the third quarter, we've only lost 1 point to Minster. Instead of leading by 9, we're only leading by 8 now, 26-18. Minster with the ball. Ivy Wolf traveled, didn't call it. Fires a shot and got it. Ivy Wolf from the free throw line. Here's Kiki Wendell bringing it down. There's Brooke Colley. Colley back out to Kiki. Here's Val Mollenkamp with the ball on the right. Drives to the baseline. Now tries to go in. She's shut off there. Here's Brooke Colley, and she's going to be called for a... Oh, my goodness.
We got away with one there.
Brooke Colley should have been called for an offensive foul, but they called the defense on the foul instead. That was on Avery Wolf. Well, we'll take it. Brooke Colley trying to collect herself. That was a pretty good hit there. She was basically, I would say, out of control heading towards the basket when she collided with Avery Wolf. Free throws off the back of the rim, no good. Yeah, nice job. 26-20. 6-point lead for the Lady Indians. Brooke Colley trying to make it 7, and she does not. And here's a rebound and a jump ball call. And Minster wanted an over-the-back call on Whitley Rammel. They didn't get it. What's all the to-do about there?
Not sure. Jump ball, just make the call and move on.
They were having a conversation with the girls, I think, about, now, come on, ladies, let's play like ladies.
You never want that, Rob.
Kiki Wendell will throw it deep to Paige Fortkamp, who's in the game. Paige will go over to Kiki Wendell. Between the circles, drives into the lane. Feeds over to Allie Vaughn, 3-point shots off the mark. Rebound knocked away by Whitley Rammel, but into the hands of Avery Wolf. Here's Ivy Wolf with it now. Minster could get to within 4 or maybe even 3. Oh, it's stolen by Paige Fortkamp. She has the ball in trouble, double teamed, and they're going to call a jump ball. And it will go to Menster. A wild and woolly one tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, that is for sure. 26-20. 4:13 remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Ivy Wolf with the ball for Menster. Over to Janae Hoying. Janae looks for a teammate. Out front dribbling now, and it's knocked away by Paige Fortkamp. Menster's Avery Wolf puts it in play. Into Janae Hoying. Hoying now dribbles to the right off the pick set by Ivy Wolf. Back to Ivy. Ivy down the lane, stops. Passes out on the right side, back out to Ivy Wolf. Wants to take the three, but does not. Dribbling the ball now is Ivy Wolf. She back up, stops. Feeds to Janae Hoying on the right. Hoying comes in. Back outside it goes. Avery Wolf firing and good. Avery Wolf connects on a three. And that cuts the lead to 3 points at 26-23. Menster to within 3 points now. Lady Indians having trouble scoring here in this third quarter of play. They led by nine coming into the third quarter. Now we only lead by three. Again, after this broadcast, we'll be joining IU and Tennessee in the Gator Bowl down in Jacksonville, Florida. So stay tuned for that. Outside to Kiki Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball. There's Val Mullenkamp. Won't go. We can't buy one right now. Whitley Rammel stolen away and scores. Whitley Rammel steals it away and puts it in. 28-23. Ivy Wolf is fouled by Kiki Wendell. Ivy Wolf went to the floor. A foul's called on Kiki Wendell. Number one on Kiera. And so it's out of bounds to the Menster Lady Wildcats here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 2:31 to go. Outside it goes. Inside. Knocked away by Val Mullenkamp. Kiera Wendell will bring it down as she picked up the ball on the left side to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks for a teammate. Dribbles behind her back, feeds over in the corner. Allie Vaughn. Good! A three-point basket for Allie Vaughn. And it's 31-23. Down comes Menster. Up and good by Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf puts it in. Makes it 31-25. Timeout called by Menster. We'll be back in a moment. 2:04 to go. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Indians lead 31-25.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This has been a very hard-fought game. Lady Indians leading by six now, 31-25. Not sure exactly what the biggest lead of the game was for Fort Recovery. Around 12 points or so in the first half. Kiki Wendell gets the inbounds pass. Here is Whitley Rammel, misses the layup, got too far under the basket. Now a foul is going to be called on Kiki Wendell. Kiera Wendell picks up her second personal foul. Indians had a nice play going there, but Whitley Rammel, Brian, just got too far under the hoop.
Yeah, just didn't know where she was at on that catch.
Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Once again, to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, call toll-free at 800-637-7161. Ivy Wolf just missed a three. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Here's Val Mullenkamp on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Kiera Wendell with it on the right. thought about shooting but decided not to. Backs up now. Allie Vaughn with the ball out front, dribbling down the lane, stopping, pops the shot. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Oh, it doesn't go again. Rebound, Minster. Here comes Ivy Wolf with the basketball. She'll come down. Feeds on the left to Avery Wolf. It's no good. Rebound comes to Paige Fortkamp. It's tipped away. Out of bounds off Minster. Fort Recovery will get the ball back.
Right now, we just got to be stronger with the ball on defense going after rebounds, and we've missed two point-blank bunny shots. We got to be able to hit those.
Ian Holman's over there saying, just settle. Just settle down, girls. Just settle down. 31-25. The boys play tomorrow night at Minster. We'll have that game for you on the radio and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Olivia Patch back outside it goes. But we will remind you the radio game will be at 105.3 tomorrow instead of 100.9. So if you want to hear the radio, it's 105.3 instead of 100.9. Ball stolen by Minster. And now knocked away by Kiki Wendell out of bounds. Minster will get it with 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Fort Recovery leads by 6, 31-25. Ivy Wolf will put it in play. Pass comes in to Janae Hoyne. We've kind of kept her at bay pretty well tonight.
Yeah, we have.
Around the horn it goes over on the left side to Ella Mesher. Mesher goes into Ivy Wolf, and she's going to be fouled before the shot. Going to call Brooke Collig with the foul.
And Ivy's only 5'8 guard, but she had Brooke on her, and she took her inside for a post-up, and I'm sure they'll try to explore that a little bit more here tonight as well.
Inbounds pass for Minster. Over on the left it goes. Avery Wolf. There's Ivy Wolf. Three-point shot is off the mark. And a foul's going to be called on Janae Hoying. Tried to knock the ball away from Brooke Collig, and in so doing, fouled her. Number one on Janelle Hoying, no problems there. Inbound pass is knocked out of bounds by Minster's Mara Smazing. Smazing, one of the seniors on the Lady Wildcat team. 31-25, Fort Recovery leads by 6. Here comes Kiera Wendell racing all the way down, up and missed it. Rebound comes down to Janelle Hoying, or Janae Hoying, I should say. Here is Avery Wolf. She'll score at the buzzer. Avery Wolf makes it 31-27 at the buzzer. A big shot there, Brian.
Yeah, it was. Minster needed that one, and unfortunately, we missed a point-blank layup on the other end, and then they come down and hit a pull-up at the buzzer.
Could have been an 8-point lead at the quarter. Instead, it's only 4. Minster trailing Fort Recovery here at the end of 3 on the Cooper Farm scoreboard, 31-27. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll return with the fourth and final quarter in just a moment. Indians on top by only 4 points.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial. Portland, Indiana. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. Again, the Jay County game is going on our other side at 105.3 and 1440 AM. And again, we remind you, tomorrow night, the boys game will be at 105.3 for Fort Recovery instead of 100.9. So the boys and Minster tomorrow night, 105.3 FM or FortRecoveryRadio.com. Allie Vaughn with the ball. She'll pass on the left corner to Kiki Wendell. Kiera drives to the hole, feeds off to Whitley Rammel. Ball's loose. Whitley got it back. Not loose again. Ball's still loose. Picked up by Allie Vaughn. There's Brooke Collig. She'll scoop it up. No good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Janae Holman gets called for the foul.
That was a ball that no one wanted. It seemed like it was going a hot potato.
Janae Hoying called for the foul. Here's Brooke Collig putting it up and no good. Oh, come on, ladies. Got to make these count here. You have the opportunity. This is up and it's good. One of two. Makes it a five-point game again, 32-27. Ivy Wolf brings it down across the timeline. Works her way to the right, trying to go off the screen. Set by Ella Mesher. Back to the left. Here's Danae Hoying with the basketball. Passes over top of the key. Damara Smeezing. Smeezing on the right to Mesher's Avery Wolf. Down to Ivy Wolf. Ivy dribbling towards the hole. Spins. Fires out of control. Misses the shot. Saved by Mara Spiesing. On the right side it goes to Ella Mesher. And then out of bounds off of Spiesing. And Fort Recovery will get the ball back there. Got a break on that one. Turnover on the Lady Wildcats. Scores 32-27. We lead by only five. What a battle here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And here's the pass going to Kiera Wendell. Knocked out of her hands. Minster with a steal. Turnover, Lady Indians. Avery Wolf fires a shot. Got it. Avery Wolf. The senior of the two Wolf girls makes it 32-29. Fort Recovery's lead is only 3 points now. Fort Recovery, though, with the ball. Allie Vaughn to Kiera Wendell. Kiki will dribble towards the right side. Now feeds in the corner to Val Mollenkamp. Val looking to pass. Goes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives inside. Feeds off to Whitley Rammel. And she scores. Allie Vaughn gets the assist. Whitley Rammel the layup. And it's 34-29. Allie drove to the right side, drew the defense in, passed off to Whitley Rammel, who was open on the left side, and Whitley laid it in. Minster with the ball. Ivy Wolf will back it up out near the center circle. Guarded by Brooke Collig, I should say. Ivy Wolf dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. Oh, come on. It was off of Ivy's foot.
Right now, they're just going 1-4, basically putting everyone on the baseline. Coach Wiss is saying, go take it, Ivy, and let her try to create herself.
Ivy Wolf will toss it in. Back outside it goes to Mara Smeezing. Well, she's pretty good at doing that, too.
Yeah, she is. And basically, the Indians have five people in the paint, making someone else just daring them to beat us, which I would continue to do.
34-29. Lady Indians on top by five. Here's Avery Wolf throwing it out of bounds. I think she thought one of her teammates was going to cut across the baseline there, and it didn't happen. Full court press for Minster. Pass comes in to Brooke Collig, down to Val Mollenkamp. Val has the ball knocked away, got it back. Dribbles across the timeline, left to Kiera Wendell. Kiki will back it up. At the center circle. She drives towards the hole, feeds off to Whitley Rammel, and Whitley is fouled. Lady Indians definitely going to Whitley here in this second half of play.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of drive and penetration, and her man's leaving and coming up and helping off the drive, and they're finding her inside wide open. We just got to make sure we hit some layups and hit some free throws here.
Whitley Rammel at the line for two. First one is in the air. It's no good. 34-29. Score remains. Indians on top here. One more. Up and off the rim, no good. Opportunities missed there. Lead is still 5, 34-29. Right side with the ball is Kate Larger, who's in the game now. There's Janae Hoying. Hoying goes to the hole. Look out. And she misses. Rebounds knocked out of bounds by Larger. Oh, they say it went off Fort Recovery. Must have gone off Kiera.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good call because our boys team down there didn't react too much. So
they didn't get carried away, did they?
No. So I assume it's a good call.
Avery Wolf to Ivy Wolf. Ivy goes inside. There's Mox putting it up. No good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel. Kiki to Brooke College to Whitley Rammel. Quickly lays it in. Whitley Rammel is becoming a one-man wrecking crew here. 36-29. Lady Indians by 7. Here's a drive up and no good by Janae Hoying. Rebounds battled for. Ivy Wolf picks it up. Ivy will back up with the ball. Now dribbles towards the baseline. Stops. Looking for a help. And she threw it away. Val Mollenkamp. As Ivy Wolf tried to hit Aaliyah Wolf, or Avery Wolf, I should say. And Fort Recovery calls time. Fort Recovery leading 36-29. Lady Indians on top by 7 with 4 minutes to go in this game. We'll be back in just a moment.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
36-29 the score. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the game. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Tomorrow night we will be at Minster. That'll be a big crowd over there.
Sure will be.
Just got a text message that really wasn't intended for me, but it's okay.
Hopefully they didn't say anything bad about you, Rob.
No, they said they love me. I said, okay. Well, that's definitely not for me. Kiera Wendell with the ball. Right side. There's Brooke Collig. Collig in the lane. Feeds on the left to Kiera Wendell. Fires and misses. Rebound comes down. Val Mollenkamp tried to save it, but Minster ends up with the basketball. Here comes Janae Hoying with it over on the right side. Outstanding player for the Lady Wildcats. And Janae is only a junior for them. She'll be back to bother us next year. 36-29, Lady Indians by 7. 3:24 left to go in the game. Janae Hoying into Ivy Wolf. Wolf in the lane, dribbles, puts it up, no good. And they say it was last touch by Fort Recovery. Really? Said Whitley Rammel knocked it out. Ivy Wolf goes over to Minster's Lauren Mox. Now to Janae Hoying. Hoying cross-court pass to Avery Wolf. Here's Ivy Wolf. Got it. Ivy Wolf in the lane. 36-31. She's back next year, too. Ivy Wolf's only a junior. Here's Kiki Wendell down across the timeline on the left of Val Mollenkamp. Pops a three. Yes, it goes. What a big shot. Val Mollenkamp brings a three to make it 39-31.
That could be the dagger right there.
Shot's no good by Minster. Fort Recovery with the ball. 2:30 to go in the game. Val Mollenkamp to Brooke Collig, and she is fouled by Avery Wolf. Avery Wolf called for the foul. Lady Indians, this would be a huge conference victory here tonight. Boy, and think of it, a year ago when they manhandled us with that great team they had a year ago. Nice to get some revenge. Brooke Collig up and no good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Here come the Lady Wildcats with the basketball. Right side, Corner shot, no good. A foul's called on Whitley Rammel. No! On Minster. That's going to be whistled on Lauren Mox of Minster. Battling Whitley Rammel inside, and going to the free throw line will be Whitley Rammel.
Should be shooting two. 10 fouls for Minster, so we shoot two the rest of the way out.
I said a while back there hadn't been many fouls, but all of a sudden there have been a lot of fouls.
Yeah, they just started to kind of compile up here.
Here's Whitley Rammel, good on the free throw this time. Whitley has 7 points, I think, now tonight. Having a nice game. Does that agree with what you had?
Yeah.
This one's short, and a foul is on Fort Recovery. That's called on Allie Vaughn.
Yep.
Two fouls on Allie now. 40-31, Indians by 9. Well, the free throw is no good anyway there, but Minster ends up with the basketball. Mox with it. She'll feed over to Ivy Wolf. Wolf out front. Going against Brooke Collig. Back on the right side it goes to Janae Hoying. Hoying backs up near the center circle. Hoying still with the ball. Goes to the right. Feeds over on the wing. There's Ivy Wolf. Got it. Ivy Wolf on a three, and timeout is called by Minster with a minute 40 to go in the game. They're not dead yet. It's 40-34. Fort Recovery leads by 6 with 1:40 to go in the game. We'll be back.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest snowflakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my. That is a coyote.
Grr, grr.
Run, Joe, run.
Grr, grr. Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Grr, grr.
Well, it's 40-34. Indians lead by 6. They have the ball. And there's a minute 40 to go, so there's still time for the Wildcats to pull out a miracle. Let's hope it doesn't happen.
Watching that, though, you understand why we're face guarding Ivy, not trying to let her touch the ball, because she's got 14 and we face guarded her the whole game so far. So you can tell she's a very talented young lady.
14 points for Ivy Wolf to lead all scores, I think, tonight.
Yep.
So here is Allie Vaughn to put the ball in play for the Lady Indians. Comes into Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Kiki Wendell. Kiki across the timeline. Works her way to the right wing. Back out top. Goes over to Allie Vaughn. Allie standing in the center circle. Dribbles. Hands off to Brooke Collig. Collig double teamed. And it's stolen by Minster. Avery Wolf misses the layup. Rebound, Kiera Wendell. That was a huge miss. Kiera Wendell brings it down across the timeline. Indians on top here by 6. There's Whitley Rammel, no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting by Ivy Wolf. 40-34, Indians on top by 6 with 1:06 to go in the game. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it is no good. She's had some issues from the line tonight. What is she now from the line, do you know?
She is 1-for-4, and she's, knock on wood, kind of struggled all year, but hopefully she can hit this one.
Come on, Whitley, it's no good. Rebound comes to Minster. Lead is still 6. Ivy Wolf with the ball. Right side it goes. There is Kate Larger drives in. She misses the shot, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for 2. This could cut the lead down to 4 points with 54.2 seconds left in the game.
Is she not passing? I thought she was passing. I guess it's 1-1, but 1-1's a little bit different than 2 shots.
Free throw is no good. They gave her 2 shots.
Yeah, and I mean, she was, that was a shot. That was a shot in someone's chest. I was not even close to a shot.
Next free throw is up, and it is good this time.
That's a difference of a point.
Yep, it is. If it had been 1-1, she wouldn't have had that second shot. 40-35, Indians on top by 5. Kiki Wendell with it. Dribbling the ball underneath, puts a shot up and got it. Kiara Wendell hits a big basket inside. 42-35, lead is back up to 7. That was a huge basket. Right side it goes to Janae Hoying. Hoying goes to the hole. Fouls on Allie Vaughn. I was just starting to say a moment ago when Kiki went to the hole, don't.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Let's eat the clock a little bit.
Yeah, if you're going to shoot that, you better hit it, because if not, you just gave him the ball back and a 5-point lead.
But thankfully, she did hit the shot. Now here is at the free throw line for the Minster Lady Wildcats, Janae Hoying, and she puts it up and in. 42-36, 27 seconds to go. Still time for Minster. Lady Indians still have to play hard here. Spins the ball. Janae Hoying puts it up and missed that. Tapped out of bounds by Minster. Mox hit it out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. And it looks like Lady Indians want time. 42-36. Fort Recovery up by 6. 26 seconds to go. We'll return in just a moment.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The last 26 seconds to go here in the game. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast on WPGW 100.9 on the FM dial and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, we'll be joining the IU Tennessee Gator Bowl game from Jacksonville coming up in a moment here as soon as we wrap up the broadcast from the Fort Tri Fieldhouse. Tomorrow night, we'll have the boys' game. We do remind you again that the boys' game on the radio will be at 105.3 tomorrow night, not 100.9, but 105.3. Or you can still get the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery is going to be fouled. No, a jump ball. Val Mollenkamp is tied up by Ivy Wolf, and it goes to Minster. That was a big break for them.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure Val got held on that one, but no call.
Inbounds pass to Ivy Wolf. Back outside to Avery Wolf. Right side to Mox. Fires and misses. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. That should do it. Val Mollenkamp with the ball, and she's fouled. And it's going to be an Indian win tonight. A hard-fought victory for Fort Recovery. 42-36 at the moment, with Val Mollenkamp going to the line and only 10 seconds left in the game. Fort Recovery will go to 7-2. Minster will drop to 9-2. And Val Mollenkamp puts it up and no good. First loss for Minster in the conference. Fort Recovery will go to 2-1 in the conference now?
Yeah.
Up and good by Val. So she makes it 43-36. And that's going to do it. There's Ivy Wolf on a long three. Is no good. Game is over. Lady Indians win 43-36 over the Minster Lady Wildcats. Congratulations, Fort Recovery, on the big win tonight. We'll be back in a moment here from the Portside Fieldhouse to give you the final stats right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacists can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and then recommend the best products for you. So stop in at Kapp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has over 500,000 parts. Parts for your car, your truck, your semi, your snowcat, your snowblower, your ATV, your Humvee, and probably even parts for your helicopter, if you have one. Put it this way, whatever you are driving to work, we've got the parts for you. Your locally owned Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts has the most parts available, the best quality parts, the people with the Napa know-how. So come in and see why Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts have been the place to go for auto parts for over 45 years.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Holly Gann with us, the head coach of the Lady Indians. Congratulations. Huge win for the program tonight.
Yep. I'm pretty speechless at the moment, to be honest, and that's pretty rare for me.
Well, I do appreciate you talk to the gals a lot down there on the bench and in the timeouts and so forth. You really have a lot of things to say to them, and obviously they listen because they did the right things tonight.
They are very responsive to everything I ask of them, you know, but when it's all said and done, you know, we did what we had to do. We had composure, and we finished, and that is not something traditionally we always tend to do. So those are some good things, and, you know, I can't even say enough about that group of girls. You know, what a great bunch, and they didn't stop. You know, they kept just breaking it down a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and
Really, Minster made a couple of runs at you in the third quarter. They made it close there as we led by nine going into the third quarter, and I think they got it down to maybe three or something like that. And then you had to hold them off at the end, but got the job done there too.
Again, a little bit of closure goes a long way, you know. We started a third there, and I'm just like, oh, look at the clock, and it's 5 minutes left in the third. I'm just thinking there's a lot of game left here, a lot of game. So, you know, we just kept chugging away a little bit at a little time, and, you know, we were able to do a lot of things right down the stretch, and we just did well. We just kept working at it.
So your next conference game is St. John's next week. What do you think?
It's going to be a long drive. We got to go there. So
yes, it is.
You know, we got a long lot going on, but, you know, again, I know they play some zones, so we're going to see that again. And this is the first time we've seen man, probably since Crestview. So that I was very pleased with that. Otherwise, traditionally, we've been zoned. So, like I said, St. John's is next, and we're just going to keep taking it one game at a time. So we're going up to Liberty Benton on Saturday. Up by Finley, So we're going to get those guys next, and then we'll turn around and focus on Delta St. John's, and we're just going to keep on chugging.
Doesn't get any easier. Liberty Benton will give you a big test there.
Yes, they will. You know, another great basketball program there, and just another great team. So good challenge for us.
Whitley Rammel, boy, she had a great second half for you.
You know, she is just an athlete. She'll tell you, she's got probably not a lot of basketball skills, but you know what? She's one of the hardest workers, and she just gives it 110% all the time. And the other person is, you know, Brooke Collig just held Ivy Wolf to 14 points.
Yep.
She got taken out twice. I know I talk about Brooke all the time, and I'll say it again. She does things that are completely uncoachable.
Well, that's a coach's dream when you have kids like that, too.
Absolutely. I just look at her and say, all right, you know, you got to go guard the best girl in the MAC tonight. And I need you to I need you to get in her head. And you know what? And she did exactly what she was supposed to do. And Ivy never looked comfortable.
No, she did not. That's for sure. Well, hey, congratulations, Holly. Big win. In my opinion, your biggest win is in your young coaching career tonight. You beat a great team tonight.
You know, we did. We had every opportunity to fold, and we just kept keeping the status quo. Just keep on going.
Well, congratulations. Go get Liberty Benton on Saturday.
Thanks, Rob.
All righty. There's Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as Fort Recovery comes away with a nice win tonight. Some of the scoring, we had Val Mollenkamp with 11. Allie Vaughn had 10 points tonight. How about that? 7 for Whitley Rammel. Those were big ones in the second half. 7 for Kiki Wendell, and 3 points for Brooke Collig. But as coach said, she did a great job on defense on Ivy Wolf. In the JV game, and again, we win the varsity game 43-36 over Minster, which drops the Minster record to 9-2 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 7-2 on the year. In the JV game, it was Fort Recovery losing to Minster by a score of 22-8. We had 4 points for Elena Evers and 2 apiece for Faith Gruby and also Grace Guggenbiller. That wraps it up for us from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as they whip Minster 43-36. Stay tuned. IU and Tennessee coming up in the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. For our fine sponsors, for Brian Patch, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.